Good morning, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris, and it's 6 a.m. on a Thursday, wet Thursday morning. And this is sort of a follow-up to a boo that I did recently, asking the visually impaired and blind community. Initially, the question was, how does a blind person read charts, pie charts, graphs, that sort of thing? And the response has been overwhelming. It really has, publicly and privately. And first of all, I want to thank everybody that's taken part. There's quite a lot of names, so everybody who's responded will know who they are. And I want to thank you all publicly for that. I've thanked most of you privately, all of you, I think, now. And I've learned so much. And it's gone beyond this idea that I had initially of how does a blind person see charts and diagrams and that sort of thing. I've had lots of explanations, lots of different ways of doing this. And I'm not going to go into the details here because it's raised, but I might do later on in another boo, but it's raised so many points for me. And as you can see from the title of this boo, one of the things that struck me was that as a sighted person, I would imagine a blind person. I always imagined a blind person just saw black, you know, just sort of a pitch black or a nondescript grey. When they were blind, they just, that was it. But as a very good follower and friend on Audioboo told me, Joe Fishwick, actually, Joe said to me that imagine trying to look through your ears. That's what it's like to be totally blind. Other people have said they can see sort of flashes of sort of colouring in their eyes, and usually from a person who's been sighted and then become blind. But Jo herself was not born blind, born with poor eyesight, but became more fully blind. And to know that there's nothing, it's like trying to look through your ears. Staggering. The thought of that is staggering. As I said to Joan in DM, I sat for 10 minutes trying to visualise that concept, trying to black out all sight around me so that I saw nothing through and concentrated, trying to look through my ears. Of course, it's virtually impossible because you still have that sight, even though your eyes are closed, even though you're in a darkened room, you see a black. And I couldn't grasp it. I could just grasp the impossibility of trying to see through your ears. Try to see through eyes that are no longer there, if you like. Incredible. I've also learned that people who are born blind don't dream pictorially, because how can they? They've never seen anything. That was another thing that staggered me. And then the concept of something that I didn't know about, in the sense of trying to explain to somebody who's never had sight what a colour is. And although I've thought about this myself, I've realised just how difficult, not difficult, but how impossible it is to explain some things, describe some things to a person who's never had sight. A lot of the feedback I've had is from people who are born blind, people who have become blind through whatever reasons, and the different experiences. Some people who have been born blind are glad that they've had the chance to see, because they can now visualise the world around them, even though they can no longer see it. And people who have been born blind, who have never seen anything, and on the whole, from the responses I've got, seem to think that's okay, in a sense that because they've never seen, they can't experience. So it's not so much a frustration that they can't imagine what something would have looked like anyway. And then I've had responses from people who were born blind, became blind. I find it so frustrating that they can no longer see. And one person would have rather have been born blind than become blind because of what they're now lacking. And it's fascinating. It's gone way beyond for me, this idea of how do you see certain things. So many things have been explained to me. Things like German film, a way of writing on a pad, and a rubberized mat with paper with a sharp object, so you can trace the outline with your fingers, clear the mat away and start again. And that was a fascinating thing, because that's how a blind person, one of the ways a blind person can interact with a sighted child, for example. There's just so many things I've discovered. And I want to thank everybody for taking, you know, the time to write to me. And it's been heartwarming, because a lot of people have thanked me for raising the subject. And I don't mean that in an egotistical way, but for raising the subject in the sighted world, if you like. I know I will take the information I've received so far and store that and apply it where I can. I do know a couple of blind people who are friends of mine. And it's funny, I've learnt more from the audiobook question than I did from talking to my blind friends. And that's my fault. Not my fault, but that's because of me. I didn't ask the right questions. Sometimes I was afraid to ask, you know, how do you ask a friend who's blind about being blind when they must have heard the question a million times? And I suppose it's the same on audiobook, the questions I've asked, but the responses have been so generous. So thank you all. Thank you all for that. And you've enlightened a sighted person, and you've given a sighted person a better insight into the visually impaired and blind world. Just leave you on that thought again to my sighted followers. Imagine trying to see through your ears. That's one description from a blind person of how it is to try and see when you're blind. Thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, take it. God bless.